Inspector Nicholas Clark, Tasmania Police. The search continues for a light plane that's been reported missing after taking off from Georgetown Airport on Saturday afternoon. The plane contained two occupants from Northern Tasmania, the pilot, a male in his 70s, and a female passenger aged in her 60s. The plane was heading from Georgetown to Central West New South Wales via Victoria. The alarm was raised by family members in New South Wales when the plane didn't arrive at its destination. As a result, the Australian Maritime Safety Authority is coordinating a search in relation to the plane, being assisted by assets from Tasmania Police and Victoria Police. At this stage, there are significant air resources being used and a significant number of boats on the water searching for the missing plane, as well as beach and land searches being conducted in northern Tasmania.
Do you know the relationship of the two passengers in the plane?
The people on board the plane were a couple from northern Tasmania.
And can you describe the plane for us? I mean, what exactly is it that we're looking for?
The plane is a small two-seater plane, bright green in colour.
Do you know the model name?
No, I don't know the information.
Do you know anything about the experience level of the pilot?
Inquiries, information I've received indicates that the pilot was very experienced, but he was flying a plane which was relatively new to him.
Is it a private plane or a rented?
This was a private plane, owned by another pilot.
I mean, what is it exactly that we're looking for? Is it, I guess, flotsam and jetsam in the water? Is it going to be a whole plane crashed somewhere? I mean, can you elaborate on that a bit?
We're asking anyone who's on the coastline in northern Tasmania or traversing across Bass Strait to keep a lookout for any debris, or it could be something as simple as a life jacket, some airplane parts, to contact AMSAR or Tasmania Police if you locate anything. And we stress, if you find some people in the water and it's safe to do so, please render them assistance.
Do you know why they were flying to Central New South Wales?
They were flying to Central New South Wales to catch up with family members.
I appreciate this might be a question for AMSA, but was there any radio contact with the plane before it disappeared or anything like that?
I'm advised there was no radio contact prior to the plane being reported missing.
Yeah, so no distress calls or anything like that?
Not that I'm aware of.
Do you have any indication of where it is you're looking? Have you narrowed it down at all, or could it be anywhere?
AMSA have given a specific area where Tasmania Police and Victoria Police are to search. Tasmania Police are conducting searches on the north coast of Tasmania in the Georgetown facility, on land and in the water, and Tasmania Police and Victoria Police are conducting specific searches through Bass Strait in a specific area identified by AMSAR, which is a possible flight path for the plane, and obviously AMSAR are still the main coordinator for the search.
Given its now choppy waters, is Bass Strait a difficult region to search?
Any body of water is difficult to search. The main thing is, though, this is still a search operation. We are hoping that we find these people alive, and that's the main focus of the search at the moment, to try to find these people.
Searching continued throughout the night as well?
Searching took place last night. The search will be reassessed at dark tonight. AMSAR will have control in relation to what searching they want to take place overnight.
What kind of resources will be used for that place?
Various resources can be used at night, including helicopters and planes that have special capabilities to detect objects during the night.
What time did the searches start at AMSAR?
AMSAR became aware that the plane was missing at approximately 8 p.m. and from that time they started to coordinate the search in relation to the plane.
Did they search overnight?
Search was conducted overnight. Tasmania Police had specific resources, a rescue helicopter, searching to early hours of this morning and back to the first light today.
Just going back to the pilot, do you know if he was a member of the Georgetown Flying Club or Georgetown Airport Association?
I'm aware that the pilot was heavily involved with the Aero Club here at Georgetown.
What would you say to the public? Is there anything that they can do to help? What would you ask of them?
We're asking the public, if you've got any information in relation to the plane, to please contact AMSAR and pass information to them, or Tasmania Police to pass information on. AMSAR asked the lead agency and requested any information we can get to them.
What do you know? What airport they were planning to fly to in Victoria? Is that right? They were planning to make a stop in Victoria before heading to New South Wales.
At this stage, they were planning on stopping at Leongatha Airport in New South Wales before travelling through to Central West. Leongatha Airport in Victoria before travelling through to Central West, New South Wales. Georgetown, and also Bass Strait leading out from Georgetown towards Victoria.
Can you tell us anything about the sort of resources they might have had on board? For example, did they have life rafts, life jackets, that sort of thing?
I'm sorry, I don't have that information for you.
So I guess you said that Tasmania Police and AMSA will be searching overnight and searches will continue uninterrupted. Is that the case?
We'll be guided by AMSA in relation to the searches. They want Tasmania Police to continue throughout the night.
Do you have any ideas of what led to the disappearance here? Was it in a rough condition or something else?
No, I don't have any information in relation to that. No doubt that will form part of the investigation once in relation to the plane. And as I said, main hope at this stage is it's still a search mission. We're hoping we can find these people and so that we can give the family some good news.
You said that this plane was new to the pilot. Can you tell me, actually just give me a second, just getting some energy all the way. Sorry, I think that phone might just be interfering. I'm just going to check that. Said the plane was new to the park. Can you explain a little bit more about what you mean by that? You know, who it belonged to?
The information I've been provided is the current owner and pilot of the plane had only purchased the plane 3 to 4 months ago.
Have you flown it many times in the time since?
I've been led to believe he's had several flights in relation to it, in relation to becoming accustomed to the plane.
Yeah,
I'll just stop this.